Guest tonight on Ravens One-on-One, Ravens 4-1 for a third consecutive season now, pointing their attention back to Sunday's 1 o'clock kickoff against the Dallas Cowboys. And, Kerry, even though Tuesday is typically the players' day off, the more guys I talk to on Tuesday, the more guys I hear, you're already going to work watching tape and getting ready for the Cowboys.
Yeah, you have to be prepared, man. You have to engross yourself in film, man, as much as possible because you know, when Wednesday roll around, you don't want to be that guy that doesn't know what's going on and you're out there running around with a chicken with his head cut off. You definitely want to know your opponent. You want to know your opponent as quickly as possible, as soon as possible. And, you know, the more you know, the better off you'll be out there on Sundays.
Coaches, of course, a year ago went to the iPad for your playbook and now for your game plan and for your videotape. How much has that one piece of technology and that technological shift helped you with your preparations?
It's been amazing, especially because the whole schedule is right there. You don't have to use white paper or anything like that. We're not chopping down trees. It's a lot of man. It
You're
was a
America's
lot of paper.
Green cornerback. It was a lot of paper. You're
it
right.
was a lot of paper when you think about it, man. And you know, I'm glad I don't have to carry around that because my book bag was getting a lot heavier. But now, you know, we have the iPad, we have the notes, we have what else? We have the schedule on there. We have a lot of different things, Harbaugh's quotes and things like that, and
tape
as well
breakdown.
As the tape right there. And it's right there. You don't have to carry separate papers and things like that. It's a lot less on us as players. And I think that once we incorporated that, it gets your mind off of, you know, the extra papers and, oh, I might have forgot this, I might have forgot that, or I just left that somewhere. It's there. It's an
right.
iPad. You'll take care of it, and, you know, I think it made our job a lot easier.
As you prepare for a team that's coming out of a bye, it's a little bit like preparing, and for any of our listeners, you don't have to have ever played football to understand what players go through in this situation. It's a little bit like studying for a very important test, and all of a sudden you arrive at the test, and the questions are totally different than what you studied for, because a team coming out of the bye has the time. They could change everything on you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, much like Kansas City, when they came out in a hurry-up situation. And, you know, it kind of caught us off guard because we hadn't seen that since preseason. We had to go back to preseason to find that. And, you know, much like them, the Cowboys could come out and just have a revamp their whole offense. And then, you know, what it has to boil down to is coming down and playing football. And that can be difficult for a defense because you don't know what to expect, and they could kind of have you on your heels. But I think our coaches have a great game plan, and I think that we'll be equipped to go out there and handle business.
You hear the word adjustments in the NFL all the time, but we really saw it last week at Arrowhead when Jamaal Charles comes out and he has 125 yards rushing against your defense in the first half. First time that has ever happened, or not ever, but first time it's happened since 1998. You weren't even thinking about life in the NFL back in 1998. You're 10 years away from coming into the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how long it's been since a running back had 100 or more yards against the Ravens defense in the first half. Jamaal Charles has 15 yards in the second half, and he wasn't injured. Tell us, take us through, you have 12 minutes at halftime,
mm-hmm.
12 total minutes. By the time you walk off the field, get something to drink, you have about 6 minutes of meeting time in the locker room at halftime.
Mm-hmm.
What adjustments can be made in that little bit of a time that produced such remarkable results?
Man, CB comes in. And
CB
Dean
being
Pease,
Clarence Brooks,
yeah,
the defensive line coach.
And Dean Pease come in, we're going to change the front. So what they did, they changed the front. They changed the formation for the defense alignment and things like that. We kept the defense in the back end, and, you know, I think that helped us. Once we came out and went from, I think, an under or maybe an over front to a G front, We went ahead and
now, I know what an under and an over. An under means the defensive line shifts away from the tight end or the strong side of the
mm-hmm.
offense. An over means he shifts toward the strong side. What's a G front?
I wish I knew.
I don't feel so bad now. I don't feel so bad now.
I wish I knew, man. I don't know what those guys do up front, man. Those guys just help us make our job a lot easier, man. They go out and they rush the passer. They stop the run. And, you know, it makes our job a lot easier.
But you guys stayed basically with the same package on the back end.
Yeah, we got different formations, you know, different calls. We might have cover three, cover two, things like that. But it doesn't have anything to do with the front. So we're so flexible here that, you know, we got, you know, great front line that we can switch it up either way and the defense not be affected on the back end. So, you know, we just went in and I remember them saying, hey, we're going to change it to a G front. I didn't know what a G front was, but I was like, okay, cool. And
as long as they're good with it, you're good with it?
Oh, no doubt, man. And long as it's helping us, you know, and I think it made us a lot better. And I think we went out there and did what we were supposed to do.
You really did, and you stop him in the second half, and you win a game like that 9-6. And a lot's been made of that game, that it wasn't a pretty game. There were no touchdowns, bad for the offense, obviously good for the defense. How much of that sticks with you, and how much of it can you just say, that's a win moving on?
I don't think it stick with us at all, man. I just think it may stick in a sense of, you know, hey, we had to get dirty. We had to get a little gritty, and we had to buckle down as a defense to make plays. And, we had to have our offenses back. And so many times this season, the offense has had our back. And despite the fact that we haven't been playing well, they'll come out, score. You know, maybe we might get a stop, and then they'll come back out and score again. And then, you know, it's the back and forth type deal sometimes half the season. Since we started, it's been something like that. But it's great to see that, you know, the defense came down, we buckled down, and when we needed a stop, we got to stop. We basically helped the offense. Whenever they needed a helping hand, we were out there. And it's been so many times this season that they've, you know, the shoe's been on the other foot. It's great to go out there and see that we can handle like Ravens of old.
And it's interesting you point that up, because the team is off to a 4-1 start for a third straight year, which screams consistency. But how you got there is very different. You mm-hmm. look at the numbers, the defense this year is ranked 24th. And defensive rankings, by the way, are exclusively the number of yards each defense gives up. So if you're ranked 24th, you've given up more yards to that point than the 23rd ranked defense, mm-hmm. et cetera. You have had a defense that's been ranked in the top 10 the last 9 years in a row. So the numbers are clearly different than what you've seen in the past. That said, you hold Kansas City to 6 points. So clearly there's some progress there, but also there are areas where you know you have to tighten up. Where are the areas you know you have to tighten up moving forward?
I just think for the back end is communication. That's one thing I think we've taken steps towards, and we've made progress towards, is that, you know, when we talk out there, we're better. We're a better unit, and it's not a lot of things that an offense can do when we're talking and we're before the play, and we're anticipating things. And I think that, you know, over the last couple of weeks that we've been gelling and we've been talking, we've been communicating, and we've been going out there and being more verbal. And that's helped us tremendously in the back end. And we were able to go out there and basically shut out the pass whenever they came out. And as far as like offense and things like that, I don't know what's going on with them. I could just tell you about the defensive back group. And I know that we're going to go out there and communicate each and every week. We're going to go out there and get our hands on guys each and every week. We want to play physical. We want to play relentless. And we want to be ball hawks.
That sounds like a winning formula. Kerry Williams, our guest, right here on Ravens One-on-One.